Welcome to the Pivotal Decisions Podcast, where we know that the decisions you make today will determine your tomorrow. I'm your host, Stan Paris, and I'm grateful that you are tuning in to the podcast. If you enjoy the podcast, at least just a little bit, would you share it with your friends and family and let them know about Pivotal Decisions? One really great way to support the Pivotal Decisions podcast is to subscribe to the Pivotal Decisions YouTube channel. And it's real easy to do. All you have to do is go to YouTube, type in Pivotal Decisions Podcast. You'll see the podcast pop up. And when it does, hit the subscribe button and you are good to go. And you'll find all of the content from the podcast right there. And it will be great for you. At the time of this recording of Pivotal Decisions, the 2024 election is upon us. And to be honest, it could not get here any quicker. I'm ready for this thing to be over. And then, of course, the real fun begins. No matter who wins the presidential election, one side's going to be upset, and there will no doubt be drama, and maybe a lot more than drama. I'm going to discuss today on this podcast, a very special episode of Pivotal Decisions, how I will vote in the 2024 election. As a Christian, as a pastor, I believe that my faith should inform and influence my politics. I'm not naive enough to believe that some politician or political party can fix all of America's problems. Only God can do that. The power of the gospel and working through the local church, that's how real change happens. While we are ultimately citizens of God's kingdom, for those of us who are Christ followers, we are also called to be responsible citizens while we're on this earth. Voting is one important way to engage in the political process and show good citizenship. If you do not participate in the process, you're missing the opportunity to influence the direction of our nation and your local community. If you don't vote, you are letting others determine the direction of the policies and laws that impact our lives. And so as a citizen of this nation, I am called to be a good steward of my freedom that many have sacrificed to defend and preserve. And I'm grateful for that sacrifice. The fact is that the institution of government comes from the hand of God. God establishes governments. And those who are in power, presidents, vice presidents, senators, congressmen, governors, mayors, whatever their roles are, they have been placed there by the hand of God. So with that said, here are some of the things that I will do that will determine how I vote. Number one, I will pray. That's the first step. That's what I will do. This is how I'm going to vote. I will pray. You see, the process of evaluating candidates and their platforms, it requires wisdom and discernment. You can't do this on your own. It's so easy to get caught up in political rhetoric and to make foolish decisions. But as believers, we're called to listen beyond what we read on social media. In case you don't know, everything you read and see on social media is not true. We are called to listen beyond what we read and see on social media and past all of the political rhetoric and seek out God's wisdom and discernment in prayer. If I'm going to make the right decision, I have to pray. It's required. I have to pray. You have to pray. H.B. Charles, a pastor, said, prayer influences thrones. You may never go to the Oval Office in the White House to advise the president, but you can go to the throne of grace and pray for the president. We have to pray. This is our source of wisdom. In Proverbs 21, the Bible says, the king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he will. If God has that power, and he does, if it is God that is turning the heart of the king, then it just makes good sense that I'm going to talk to the one that has that kind of power, and I'm going to listen to the one that has that kind of power. You see, I hope you'll hear this today on this very special episode of Pivotal Decisions, that prayer is more important than your politics. Prayer aligns our hearts with God's will. With prayer comes wisdom. With prayer comes guidance from God. And I believe that God speaks to us through prayer. God is a God that speaks. And so pray and ask for God's guidance before you vote. That's what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to vote. First, I'm going to pray. Second, I will study the ballot. I will study the ballot. This is how I will vote. I will study the ballot. It is somewhat surprising, but I guess not really. It's surprising the number of people who don't really know what and who is on the ballot. The focus every 4 years is always on the presidential election, as it should be. But there's more on the ballot than just that one election. You need to go to the Department of Elections website for your state, and there you will find information about who is running for the different offices. You will find information about different referendums or amendments that will be on your ballot. You need to educate yourself on these candidates and the issues. So I've looked up this information, and I'm ready to go on election day because I know what's going to be on the ballot. And when the time comes, there should be posted for you a copy of a sample ballot wherever you vote. So get there early, take a look, and make sure you're ready and informed before you vote. So here's how it's going to happen for me. Here's how I'm going to vote. I'm going to pray, and then I will study the ballot. Number three, I will read the party platforms. The party platforms are important. They reveal to you the agenda of the person running for office. There are times you don't know what each individual candidate believes about the issues. It is hard sometimes to follow what they actually believe because, let's be honest, sometimes it can change within 24 hours. Some candidates refuse to even discuss what they actually believe. If they are asked a question, they simply just repeat some canned answer, so you don't really know what they actually believe. But the party platform will reveal the agenda. The party platforms will tell you what the party that has power will do while they are in office. All you have to do is Google party platform and you will find them. Now, I'm going to be honest with you here on Pivotal Decisions. The party platforms are long and it will take some discipline for you to read them. In other words, this is a nice way of me saying they are boring. I mean, boring is an understatement. They are filled with a lot of political jargon, and they do everything possible to make themselves look good. But in all of that, you will find out what the agenda will be for that party. There are some organizations you need to be careful to make sure that it's accurate. But there are some organizations out there that will take the party platform and they will condense it down into a much smaller version so you just get the highlights. And maybe that's all you have time for. And if that's true, at least read that. But I encourage you to read the party platforms. They're close to like 100 pages long. But if you read the party platform, you will know what they actually will do if they have power. So here's how I will vote in this upcoming election. I will pray. I will study the ballot. I will read the party platform. And then here's the last thing I'm going to say today on this episode, a very special episode of Pivotal Decisions, is I will evaluate the candidates and the issues. So here's the truth. We are dealing with flawed, broken, sinful human beings. In an ideal world, an ideal election, I would like to vote for someone that has the same faith, morals, values that I have. That is rarely an option. That is why I vote more for policy than I do a person. But there are some issues that are very important to me. Maybe you have more than this, and I could have added more to this list. This is not the final say of all of the issues out there, but these are just some things that's important to me. You have to determine what's on your list. What are the issues that are important to you? And so I have a list of issues that are important to me, like the freedom of religion. This is a big deal. We often take this for granted and just assume that we will always be free to practice our religion of choice. Be careful with that kind of thinking. There is certainly a movement to silence those who are evangelicals. And so I look for a candidate who will take this issue seriously and will protect the freedom of religion. I look at character and integrity. Politics is an imperfect process. Most of the time, our choice is the lesser of two evils, as the saying goes. Let's just be honest. That is usually our choice, the lesser of two evils. And sometimes there is a clear, better choice, and I'm glad for that when there is a clear, better choice. But I have to speak out against those things that are unrighteous, no matter which political party or politician it applies to. Character still matters to me. Integrity still matters to me. Character matters, and I can't just overlook sinful behavior. The Bible says that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a curse to a nation. As God's people, His church, we should not be silent, nor should we celebrate sinfulness in a person's life. And so character still matters to me, and yet at the same time, I know that sometimes there's not a clear, better choice. I have to look at policy rather than the person. But still, I have a conscience where I have to deal with the character of the person. So character still matters. I look at that. I look at the sanctity of human life. I want to vote for someone that will stand up to the culture of death in the abortion industry. I want to vote for someone that will stand up to the culture of death in the senior adult world, where many just discard people who are older, people who are sick, people who have some kind of issue. They're just discarded like their life doesn't matter. I want to vote for somebody that protects the sanctity of human life. Abortion is not health care. It is not a right. It is the taking of innocent human life. And the real story is that abortion is all about money. It is a money-making machine. I am pro-life. That does have a major impact on how I vote. I'm looking for the most pro-life candidate, and that is who I'm going to vote for. I think about family. There is an attempt in our culture and in the system of the culture to undermine the traditional family. I believe that God determines the definition of marriage. I believe that God assigns gender in the womb. I believe that human beings have no right to mess with those things. So when I vote, I'm looking for a candidate, a party platform that will protect the traditional family and will protect children from the indoctrination of these issues in the public square. I think about national security. God has given authority to those who are in leadership in our government. Their authority comes from God. With that authority comes responsibility. And one of the main areas of responsibility of our government leaders is to protect the citizens. And so when I vote, I'm looking for a leader that will take this responsibility seriously and has the wisdom and courage to protect and defend the citizens of our country. I look at government spending. Government spending requires leaders who will serve as responsible stewards of taxpayer resources. Now, wouldn't that be great? And while it's a challenging task, it's also an urgent one. Our spending is out of control, and the level of waste is frustratingly high. The burden of our national debt grows daily, and eventually we'll all be called to account for it. It's time for those in office to bring fiscal responsibility back to government, ensuring that every dollar is spent wisely in the best interest of the people who, by the way, have provided it. And so there you go. This is how I will vote. I will pray. I will study the ballot. I will read the party platform, and I will evaluate the candidates and the issues. Let's vote with open eyes and faithful hearts, knowing that the real King of Kings is already on his throne. And regardless of the outcome, he is in control. And that, my friends, on this episode of Pivotal Decisions, is good news. Thank you for joining me today. If you found this episode helpful, I hope you'll share it with your friends and family. Subscribe to the Pivotal Decisions YouTube channel. That would be incredible. And until next time, remember, the decisions you make today will determine your tomorrow.